one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have the, I don't actually have it, but we have the last month's, 2 months ago's meeting, stuff to approve.
The minutes?
Yeah, they're here if you would like to look at them.
I think I had a copy of them misplaced.
I'm sorry, I gave you two copies there.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Okay, does anyone have any objection to these minutes? Well, are we supposed to do the other part first?
I move that we accept them.
Accept the minutes from today's agenda.
Mm-hmm.
We have this properly done agenda with the little box.
This the boilerplate agenda.
Are you happy with the boilerplate?
We can't reject the boilerplate, right?
Okay.
No, you can't.
We accept the boilerplate as printed. You make it unanimous?
Yes.
Okay, it's unanimous.
Unanimous.
I've exercised my entire powers of persuasion on this. We have public comments.
Nothing from me. Everything is in the information I got now is the workers went out for those winters.
They left you.
They left
you, Chuck?
Yeah.
Because we got one guy left, he's still staying down at the state yard, but he's got it this time is pretty close.
They consider this the end of fire season?
Well, they're open, so we'll see what happens.
Now, Charleston seems to keep flaring up, but.
Because we're still into it. So, I've been on fires in November.
We had a blue heron visiting that I assume comes from up at the lake up in Lovell Canyon. And it keeps visiting and I keep losing fish.
Oh.
If anybody wants a blue heron.
That'd be kind of cool.
It's a real graceful flyer.
When I get my ponds finished, then maybe I'll have one.
It's a huge bird.
Yeah.
Do you have water at your place that it comes to?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, if you have fish, yeah.
I have the fish propped up on the fence. The bird comes along. Now, we have a pond.
You actually can see them not too far from here over in Ash Meadows, you know, that's it. It's on the way to Death Valley. There's a big lake there on the refuge there. They've got blue herons and ducks.
Where is that?
So if you go the road from Pahrump over towards Death Valley Junction, if you know that road. If you look off, as you get within about 10 miles of Death Valley Junction and off to your right or to the north, there's a big lake over there on the refuge that Ash Meadows is
part of.
Part of
the pupfish.
Yeah, where the pupfish are. But they have a big lake, too, that they established over there for waterfowl and migratory birds.
Would those fish survive in the regular pond up here?
Probably not. A little bit too cold. They like warm water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, all those springs that they're in are thermophilic, so they're all like 85 to 95 degrees.
They have roasted pupfish.
Yeah, they're a little bit tough, too.
Okay. We have no other public comments? You have no other public comment?
No, not at this time.
We make a note that the general public is not here and his assistants. Do we have any word from you to the, what do you call it? Informational items.
Okay, did you guys approve any minutes in the agenda? Did I miss that?
Yes, we approved them.
Okay. The information, yes. Title 30 is the development code for Clark County, and they have been looking at planning, comprehensive planning has been looking at the parking requirements in Title 30 and finding that in many cases too much parking is being required. So that's why when you go to a lot of places, you see just a sea of parking that's just nobody's parking there. So they're looking at reducing the requirements for parking, also including more incentives for alternative transportation for biking and mass transit. So they asked me to let you all know that they are seeking input on the changes that they're proposing. So here's the study, if you're interested.
Yeah. Are they going to put the steering committee back to operation?
I don't know. But this is, that's the study that they are looking at, and it has all the proposals and everything in there. If you have any input, at the bottom of the page, you'll see Jared Tasco's information. So if you have any input regarding the study, contact him, and he look forward to hearing from you. So that's it on that one.
This has been a long discussed item, among, especially among people who build shopping centers.
Right.
Because even as long ago as when I was on the steering committee, there were a lot of people who felt it was just a needless waste.
Right. Yeah, and it creates that heat island effect with all that concrete and asphalt. Yeah. So they're finally doing something about it. Okay.
That's good. Does anybody have any proposals on what they're going to do with the space they free up?
I don't know that. Some places probably would put in like those water vending machines and other outbuildings, you know, pad sites. But in the new shopping centers, it would just leave room for more stores.
More shopping. Mm-hmm.
Or to be able to fit more on a smaller parcel.
Has there been any discussion of that changing the parking requirements is actually a change of zone?
To change the zone?
Yeah, the density, the usage on it.
No, I don't think that's going to change. Just the parking that's required for different types of uses, more than the zone. Because parking is based on use, not zone.
If you hear anything about them reestablishing the steering, I'm still interested.
Sure, okay.
What other good news do you have?
Well, we don't have anything planning and zoning, so I'll just go through and share my stuff since Metro's not here. I talked to Jack Sostrom with CA Group about 160 and what's going on. like I said before, phase one is supposed to be complete February or March of 2017. The 100% design, the completed design for phase two, should be ready around March, and so we'll invite them back around them to come share the completed design. And they predict starting construction July or later of next year. Right now, their design plans are about 90%, and they plan to have them completed to NDOT by Thanksgiving, the 100% design, or the 90% design by Thanksgiving. They've been working with the post office on relocating the mailboxes so that people on this side, their mailbox will be on this side, and on that side they'll have their mailboxes over there.
So when you say Thanksgiving 2017?
No, this is...
Or this year?
This year.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was a question about, there's some old regular style mailboxes out here. Do we know who those belong to?
Yeah, they were put up by the post office, I believe, as replacements when the originals got stolen.
Got stolen? Okay.
Yeah. And then they put up the big box with the smaller boxes in it, and then one of those got stolen. So they finally accepted the idea that we should take a hammer and pound the bolts over.
Okay.
And nobody's stolen any since.
Okay.
That was a very high-tech solution.
Yes, very. So the old mailbox, the old individual mailboxes, do you think anybody wants those back, or because they're going to be eliminated?
I think their curiosity is bad. I believe they belong to the post office.
Okay. All right. I'll let them know that. Because if there's no one that has, you know, a claim to them, then the contractor, when they come through here, will remove them. Just they'll be removed as a part of the relocation and everything. And Jack wanted me to share with you about that fatality that happened yesterday in the construction zone. That he was It was a dump truck that was towing a bobcat and lost its brakes, but it was not due to the construction zone stuff. It was a mechanical failure. So he just wanted me to share that with you guys. So that's all I have on the road. That's all I know.
Consider also that while it may not be directly attributable to the road, from my imagining the position from what Appy said, is that there was no place else for the guy to go except in
right.
the back of the vehicle.
Right, and so he said if once the right widening is done, there would have been more options for the driver. So that'll be a positive with the wider road when it's done.
Those people would be happy to hear that.
Yeah. So that's that. We have new CAC term coming up. You guys have to reapply every 2 years.
Yeah.
So I have applications here. Right here. It's a new application form, so I'll give those to you guys. And if you know of anybody else that's interested, it's really thick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's two together. If you know anybody else that's interested, please ask them to apply. We'd like to have 5 people. Puts less of a burden on you guys. If we have 5 people, it's nice to have more input. So if you know of anybody that's interested, please tell them. And the applications are being accepted through November 15th.
Are we going to have a November meeting?
We won't.
Okay.
But I'm sure Carol could send that to me or scan it, send it to me if you want to get it to her.
This has a lot of writing.
A lot of writing. You can fill it out online, too.
That's good, because my handwriting is illegible.
Okay. Well, yeah, you can fill it out online. So there's that. And that's all I have as far as my update. The next thing is to revise the bylaws. I have copies of those for you to review. I don't know if you guys know that last legislative session, they passed a law that some town boards are now elected. So Searchlight, Laughlin, Moapa Valley, Moapa, and Bunkerville are all elected now, so your positions are elected, which be thankful you don't have to do that, because they have to go through the whole election process, and they have to do disclosures of their income, all that stuff. So be glad you don't have to do that. But because of those changes, we had to review the bylaws for those towns, and so then we started looking at the bylaws for all the towns and found that there were some inconsistencies in between them. So we just cleaned up the language so that they're all consistent. And the one big difference that isn't going to affect you guys is that we removed the possibility for committees. Some town boards and CACs have separate committees that meet, which has become problematic in some cases because they're discussing things that really should be discussed here and not following proper procedures. So you guys may never know what they're discussing in that committee. So they've become problematic, so the DA determined that they will no longer be allowed. So they have been removed from there. So that doesn't affect you guys.
So this is the changed...
That's the new one.
Rather than what we currently have on the book.
Yes, and the changes are very minor.
Okay.
I mean, mostly it's wording.
Yeah. Okay.
And the big change doesn't affect you guys. So I don't need a motion on that.
It's another one of those things like the agenda.
It is. It's because of the same thing. And,
right. No problem.
Unfortunately, with the agenda, I wasn't here when you guys were discussing it, but some things were not being done properly to meet state law.
Right.
So unfortunately, when that comes along, we have to make changes and be standardized. In my other towns, not necessarily here, because you'll notice that the agenda has more detail on what the reports are going to be, I've noticed more people coming out to meetings because they see more of what's going on. So as frustrating as it may be, it's been positive in my other towns. So anyway, but yes, it came from the same thing, finding that over the years things have changed and adjusted and we're coming out of compliance with state law. So we don't want that. I definitely don't want us to get in trouble for not following the law. So,
I think that we would also get more, marginally more people showing up if we had the meetings back once a month.
Okay.
Because the every other month it's get, when you talk to people, you find that, oh, I forgot I'm going to already plan on this. And,
okay. And starting in January, you guys will have to approve a new calendar, so you guys can discuss that.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts on it? Have you tried to get anybody to show up and they have come up with excuses?
Yeah, that's usually it. So
I didn't notice a huge difference when we went from every month to every other month.
Yeah,
we didn't have huge turnout before, we don't have huge turnout now.
I see some of our neighbors at the bar down here occasionally, and you know, Anna, when she's been doing a little bit of the coordination with the fire people, the Nevada state, you know, trying to get people signed up for a smart fire community.
They got the kids working down here, the prisoners are working here, the kids are today, and they'll be tomorrow too.
Yep, she tries to get people engaged in this too as well, you know, and that's, you know, she was the one originally who wanted to serve on the board, and when she decided, well, I've got to do these other things.
Well, make her try next
said,
time.
Okay, Bruce, you get to do it. And because she has a lot of energy, and she's, you know, she's working on this kind of brochure book for the history of Mountain Springs, and it's come along actually pretty well. She's now got a fully assembled. She's been interviewing people. She's found actually some of the children and grandchildren of the people that were actually some of the first residents up here. So
wow, that's
Benedict,
great.
Who was an architect, she's now gotten in touch with through Ancestry.com. One of the grandchildren.
That's good.
So, and you know, she's interviewed Jim and Appy and a bunch of other people that have been.
We lost a lot of stories when Dick died.
Yeah, a lot about Paul Warner and you know sort of what his history was in Vegas and all that stuff. So I think it'll be kind of fun. But I'm I eventually want to pass the torch over to her because she has a great passion for the community that we live in. So,
well, now's the time.
She's really good.
Now's the time. Okay. So, and if neither one of you is interested in serving on CDAC, I'll ask Tanya if she wants to do it again.
Okay.
I think she's done it the past two times, so I'll reach out to her.
And again, I'm sorry. What is that?
CDAC is Community Development Advisory Committee. It's a committee from all over Clark County that reviews the applications for community development block grant money. So they help to determine, it's a kind of a steering committee for that, for where federal dollars get spent.
Okay.
So it's a lot to do with homelessness.
What kind of federal money do they talk about? Everything? I mean, from...
No, it's the Community Development Block Grant, CDBG funds.
Which agency?
It's through HUD.
HUD, okay.
So a lot of it is emergency shelter, women's shelters,
right, okay, now I remember.
Things like that. Yeah. So it's a lot of that.
Okay.
But there are some other things. Right now, last time Sandy Valley got a $3 million grant to redo their park and change the water and rehab the water system down there. So it's not all shelter stuff, but it's a lot of it is homelessness and food programs, things like that. So
I think they had something to do with the redevelopment area down there by Sahara and going east from the strip. Did they have something to do with that?
I don't think so. That that may be a different program.
That was a redevelopment from.
That's redevelopment.
Five or 10
this
years
is
ago.
Yeah. This is it's home emergency solutions grants. It's a lot of. Emergency shelter stuff. So everybody that served on it says it's very interesting, and I have people that have served on it for years and years and just love it. So I'll see if Tanya's interested. And then the last thing I have is I emailed you guys about it last month. It is a new process we're doing to ask for if you have budget capital expenditure requests for Mountain Springs. It's a little difficult here because you don't have a lot of public land or county land. In other places, it's things like traffic signals, paving of roads, widening of roads. In Sandy Valley, they've asked for a skate park, community pool. Sometimes they ask for a community pool, things like that.
What about signage on roads?
Signage on your on your interior roads or on the highway?
On the main highway.
That's NDOT.
Okay, well, so, but it's our interior road. So like if we wanted to pave the road, get our road upgraded that we live on.
Yes, that would be a capital expenditure, yeah.
Every year or so, Appy comes up with a wish list.
And that's kind of what this is. It's a wish list. So, and things for the fire station could be included in
okay,
this.
Okay, so it would include something that's a joint county federal facility. Like
no, this. Well, this is a county facility.
And
correct.
Then we just let through an interagency agreement of some type. That's how we get the Forest Service people there. Or?
I guess I'm not sure.
What's the agreement?
I understand they had a grant to build a new fire station here, but then they got to be able to, the county water was included in a big enough building to house the group here and everything, and they went way over budget and put government pulled money back.
Okay. Well, if there were things you needed at this station, that is something we could put into the budget request, the capital improvement request. And these aren't things that are automatically going to be approved. They're things that will go, that get on the radar of the department, so when they're deciding on their budget for next year, they'll know what's being asked for, rather than just guessing, you know. So
I think some of the things Appy was asking for need technical explanation to them.
Well, I want to get that line pump run down from the tank up there down the highway down here, where we've got all the slope coming from the tank, we could drain all the water out. We're sitting up there. You can't get all the water out of that tank.
Okay. And it's called a line pump?
No, it's the way that it's fluidonic. The fluid level takes itself. When that tank gets half empty, it won't run anymore.
Okay, so what do you need to make that happen? What would the
you
request
be? An 8-inch line to come from the tank down to the highway.
Like a siphon, or is it going to
put a drive from the drive fire hydrant down there? Drive,
so it's just basically gravity flow from the coming off the bottom of it?
That way you can get the pressure from the tank at the same time. Right now when that tank is completely full, it takes me about 20 minutes to load this one. That's 1,000 gallons. That's too slow.
Okay.
Because it's the way they designed it, especially with the overhead. We don't use the overhead because if we use the overhead, you only get a quarter of the tank out.
Okay. All right, I'll put it on the list. Those are the types of things we're looking for.
And
so
one other thing I just had to think about. I talked to Brager about it when she was here for the cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
This culvert out here behind the station is closed.
I looked into that one. Okay. That is not the county, and it's not NDOT, so it must be some private property. I had them both come out and look at it. It's neither one of theirs.
It's...
I know, but, you know, that's the information I got.
Those guys used to... sort of take care of the area down by the farm.
Well, I remember when we had the one, two floods we had up there. It wiped out everything.
I called our public works people, and it's not ours and it's not NDOT's. So I don't know whose it is.
If it's a dedicated road, would it be somebody's?
I don't know, and you know, I don't have internet here, but I can't remember. It was a while back, because I looked into it right after you guys talked about it, and maybe I have it written down. It's kind of no man's land.
Yeah. What it'll do, it'll back up and run over the top, and then it'll take the asphalt out, and then we'll have a real problem.
Right. Well, in June, I contacted NDOT about it. It's not theirs.
Somebody come and mark it with their paint where the pipe is under the ground.
Oh, really? Someone did?
Yeah, that's it.
So it must be somebody's, but it's not either, it's not NDOT's and it's not ours, so I wonder who it would be.
Well, it's actually one of basically, if you could say, go with the right of way, it is one of the right of way. Through the highway.
Right, but in.
So they may
let me circle back again and see if I can get more answers, and I'll look again and see whose parcel it technically is on.
Yeah, the highway people may be just. Telling you that it's not theirs because they don't know anything about it. But it might be old enough that some previous highway administration did it.
Well, I talked to one of the maintenance supervisors it wasn't one of the high up people, it's one of the people that do the work, and he said it wasn't theirs. So I'll circle back again and see what I can find out. But But that won't be a capital expenditure, that's just a maintenance thing, so.
See, the last time the rain had a storm like that, it wiped out the road just by your place, on both sides of your place.
Yep.
Came back, went down there from Jimmy's and took...
That's the one that went through Mel's house and kind of cut right into his family.
Yeah, that's when Larry had a girlfriend of his. She was had a in a semi, and she dumped them big boulders in it, and that washed them.
Yep, on the one side. On the north side.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll try again. Okay. I did try, and nobody wanted to claim it. So, I'll try again.
Well, the people whose place was damaged might know something about it.
The water's got a habit of doing certain things when it gets to a certain point.
Yeah.
We have to just wait for that to happen.
It goes downhill pretty regularly.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with a sewer line issue up in Indian Springs, and I told the water reclamation guy, I said, I don't know much about sewer. They said, sewer's easy. It goes in and it comes out. Water's kind of the same way. So are there roads that the paving is in disrepair that need to be paved, repaved, or...
No, I was asking the question. No,
okay.
No, I don't think it's probably critical, but the,
okay.
But culverts would be functional culverts would be nice.
Where?
There, exact areas that Happy was talking about on Benedict. We have a big wash that has a lot of power coming through it when there's a storm that sits, and so
washed out about that deep. Just on your north side. Of
yeah, on the north, okay. Especially the north side. And, it,
and even on the south side, it came out and took down all the things around there.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you have a 100-year flood event, the north side would certainly be a problem. If you had a 500-year event, then the both sides
all
would
all the stuff that came out of it, down to the south of the Spencer, all went down to that culvert that underneath the highway. Where you go into the bar, and we had... Well, Augie's Lake there.
Augie's Lake.
Plugged up that culvert when the lake came up to the front door.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, that's something I can put on there.
Yeah.
As far as the paving goes, the only roads that are paved around here are, in general, not great condition, but they're not totally bad.
Mm-hmm.
But Pinion, for instance, has a little intersection with an unknown road that I think is mule deer, and the intersection is kind of broken up and all, but I'm not sure that we really want to fix it.
Well, if you tell me, it goes on record then, so if I send it in...
Well, I can only speak for myself, which is much further around. It's beyond the intersection, and I'm happy with it the way it is, but I think the Sipes and the Van Den Heusen and maybe Maggie by this point has realized that she has an access problem.
Oh, man, no. He's up the old ways from, so he's not affected by it.
Well, his land comes right down to it.
His boys are on yours, though.
Yeah. All right, well, if you talk to your neighbors and you want me to put that in as a request, we can do that.
Okay. I try not to talk to him.
Oh, okay. Okay, so any other capital requests that you would like? You want a traffic signal? You want a community pool? No.
We
okay.
might need more stamps or something.
That's not a capital request.
That's about it.
When Carol needs something, I bring it to her.
That's good.
These are like $1 million projects.
You keep Carol on. She's not considered a capital expenditure.
No, she's not.
She's the whole brains of the whole.
Well, I'd like to contribute some brains to the thing. Okay.
Well, you're the administrator.
So, other than that, that's all I have.
Okay. Do we have anything other than the next meeting?
No.
Our next meeting will be December.
14th?
I've got it here somewhere.
Yeah, it's on December 14th.
December 14th, right at this very same place.
Yep.
And time. And hopefully everybody have good holidays in between, Thanksgiving. And I guess we can be adjourned.
Yep.
Everybody happy?
Yep.
Happy, happy? Okay.
So one question. The when last year, or this year, earlier in the year, when we had the big dumpsters come up for, you know, dumping them, is that only once a year?
Or no, we can do it twice a year. You think it's
When would that happen again, do you think?
I go by what you guys ask for.
Okay.
Do you think we should do that coming up?
It's in the fall, but I don't remember exactly what month. The last couple of times they run up to had been a month of problems that was the first time.
We're getting it worked out. We're getting that.
Yeah. So how does that get determined on the date? We just tell
you guys ask for it, and I find a date that works.
We being the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what your needs are, so you need to tell me.
But since we're not going to meet again until December, and you were saying maybe this normally occurs in the fall, and once in the spring, and once in the fall,
mm-hmm.
So
fall is good.
If you want
we're
me to just
fall,
find.
So.
If you just want me to find a weekend that works, I can just send out an email, tell you guys, we can put flyers up.
You're thinking in terms of like one dumpster for off-season dumping, right?
I don't know. You guys tell me.
Do we want more?
You tell me
dumpster?
Your needs.
How many? We had two last time, right?
Three.
How many?
We had three because they had one for stuff that was salvageable or reusable.
Yeah. We tried to separate it, one for metal and one for junk or for
right.
And the other one was for good stuff that the neighbors might like.
Because I found that to be very useful.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we have a wedding we're planning for my stepdaughter in the early spring, and so we've got a lot of stuff we don't want to run down for.
What about Nevada Day weekend? It's the last weekend of October, and then because a lot of people have that Friday off. And that would be 3 days that you guys could have.
Is that enough time, though, for notice and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not going to mail out notifications.
Okay.
I only do that when we do the little event. But I will email you guys. Well, you know what? I have everybody's email now from the directory.
Right.
So everybody that I have their email, I will send a notice out that we'll have it. And so I'll schedule them for that weekend, if that sounds good. Last weekend of October, if that works for you guys.
Okay. I had no particular concern.
Okay.
I only care just that, you know, we get an opportunity to do that.
Yeah. It's got a lot of leaves and pine needles.
It doesn't matter to me. So, we're around.
So I'll see if we can have them come out on Thursday, and they could be here for the long weekend.
Okay.
And then pick up Monday or Tuesday.
That'd be terrific, David.
And Dave, the police officer has those small horses, and they generate a lot of waste. So he might
the
be
minis?
Interested in this, yeah.
My big horses generate a lot of waste, too.
You get the miniature.
So do my chickens. I didn't realize how much chickens
wait
I'm new to chickens,
ducks.
So.
You have a real mess.
Or geese.
Or chicken. Or chicken is finally yielding eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God.
Okay.
We are adjourned.
All right.
Thank you.